Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Tito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 23rd. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and with me today is Brent. How you doing, Brent?
I made it. I made it to one of these, and you actually scheduled me. Like, I didn't just show up. Like those people from Survivor. I can't even remember their names. Who are those two
Missy
girls?
Missy and Baylor.
God, once the season's over, it's just out of your mind, Darren. I can't even remember.
I almost called her Bailey.
That'd be good, right?
Bailey might have some people showing up. So we are here to talk to you about everything that's been happening on the Big Brother 20 live feeds. And let's do it. We had an exciting night last night. Caitlin joined us, Brent.
We had an exciting night. Not only did Caitlin join you, Taryn, I am out of Twitter jail.
Yes, I saw.
Did you notice this?
Well, hopefully
I can't even believe it.
Hopefully now I'll get notifications in our group chat on Twitter.
I'm nervous about that. I'm nervous, I must tell you. But I am so psyched. First, I will talk about Caitlin in a second. But number one, I'm out of Twitter jail, which means I'm not shadow banned anymore. For the longest time, I was shadow banned where, like, you know, if I replied to you about the feeds or something, I would have to retweet something you said in order to get it to notify you. And I'm not even sure that worked half the time. If I replied, you wouldn't see my reply. You wouldn't see the threads that I was in. Basically, you just didn't see me on Twitter unless you were looking for me. You had to manually go to my page. And now all of a sudden, Matt Lagori texts me out of the blue last night and says, oh my God, this, like, for the first time it's ever happened. You're in my notifications. You're in my mentions. And I'm like, no way. And then I started asking other people and they're like, yeah, now you're all over the place, Brent. Shut up.
I know it was the last line of defense for the former house guests when they get out of the house and you're tweeting at them is that, oh, well, at least they don't see this.
I know, right?
And now these poor people. the notification thing, hopefully that works out because I have to manually check to see if Brent has updated us on various things on Twitter.
Funny. Well, Nikki is telling me in the chat that even my retweets didn't help anything. So I don't know how. It's like they just discovered I was a real person. I had to tell them, like, I am not, like, Matt figured out what was going on. Like, they thought I was spam. They thought I wasn't real. Can you imagine? I know, right?
I mean, if anyone was a human spam account.
I know, right? Oh, God. Anyway, so, I see Anunya in the chat. Over and under for Brent to be back in Twitter jail 7 hours. I think not. Anyway, so enough about me. We also had Caitlin on the show last night. Not me, but y'all. And that was really, really fun. I watched the whole show. It was really just awesome. I'm bitter that she didn't know what my aura was. Like, Caitlin, are you looking at me now? Can you hear? Can you feel it now, honey? But I apparently not. She knew your aura and your Rob. I'm shocked that your aura with Rob was the same. You're both basically the same person.
Look, Caitlin, she knows what she's doing with the auras. Yeah,
she did. I was, and she doesn't really know us that well. So considering how much I think that you and Rob are alike, I thought that was very apropos.
All right. Well, we are here to talk about the live feeds. So let's go. Let's talk about them. Let's go.
Let's go.
We started off the day yesterday. We didn't start off the day, but nothing really interesting happened until the house lit on fire. Brett set the oven on fire, and the feeds went down for a bit, and they had to call some people in. I guess Sam put the fire out, but then they had to get people in to clean up and all this stuff. Sam was not happy about the fire, we had a fire.
She's not happy about anything, Taryn. What are you talking about, the fire? Like, I mean, did a Tuesday? Is she not happy about something today? I mean, what the hell? I know today's not Tuesday, people. I'm just saying, like, that's how Sam is with, you know, anything can set her off at any given moment. It's just, you take your chances.
Yeah, you know, fires happen. Big Brother is a representation of real life, and fires happen in real life, so.
Yeah, well, I guess. I don't know the last time. I mean, for real, I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not, but I've never had a fire in my house. Like, if I had a fire similar to what happened on Big Brother, I don't know what I would do.
You gotta figure that out.
Have a fire extinguisher. I know, right? I guess. I don't pay attention to stuff like that.
You'd probably go with, like, if you didn't have a fire extinguisher, probably just get, like, a big blanket and, like, try to...
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Put it out.
Like, if I really had to, yeah, I'd probably get, like, a big towel or something and just, like, you know, like, try to put it out.
So, yeah. There we go. Because I know you gotta be careful throwing water on, because there's, like, if it's a grease fire, that could really screw you over.
Yeah.
And who knows what was in there to make the fire go on. all right. So there you go. There was a fire in the Big Brother house. Pretty rare occasion there. Then we had Fessy, Haley, and Tyler. Fessy wanted to check in with Tyler, make sure everything's all good. Everything's fine. Tyler says, of course, we're all good. He lets Fessy know, just so you know, though, Scotty has been pitching for that he's going to be coming after you if he stays in this house. And Haley's like, yeah, he pitched that to me, too. It's like, Fessy's like, what is he doing? What he's pitching to Haley he's coming after me? It's like, yeah, that's how Scotty operates. You always knew he was shady.
Yeah, it's really telling to me that even on a week where if anything was ever set in the Big Brother 20 house, this is the week. I mean, really, we know who's going home and why they're going home. It's Scotty. But Fessy is still confused. He's like, I don't know. I just want to check in. Like, are we still good? Like, he thinks he's going to be hornswoggled on this vote, just like he has been on all the others. You know what I mean?
He thinks he's going to get screwed by the, he thinks that, oh man, the vote has never gone the way I thought it would. What if the vote flips and Scotty stays? No, don't worry. You're already doing what they want this time.
Yeah. Yeah,
you just don't realize.
No need to worry. We've got you this time. I was listening to Jessica Graff from last season on Twitter, and she tweeted out, like, you know, Fessy is so freaking dumb, like, with a period in between each word. And, like, I'm like, you're just now getting, like, I have to listen to him on the feeds all the time. Like, she's like, it hurts to listen to him. He's so dumb. But yes, that's who we're dealing with as the current head of house.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people were comparing this to the Ramses move, which definitely was not as bad. But
please, I will defend Queen Jessica for that. But maybe not a little.
Yeah, it was a little similar.
I questioned. Let's be fair. I questioned her about that on the podcast last year. I went in on her and told her why I thought it was wrong, and she had her reasons for doing what she did. And given from her perspective in the house, anyway, moving on. But I'm not that subjective that I do not call people out when they do things that are wrong.
Yes. They also Haley is going to tell Tyler, I'm going to continue to act nervous around about you to other people so that nobody knows how close we are. You know, this look how adorable these two, Haley and Fessy, are playing the game finally. And, you know, we're going to have like an alliance and we're going to keep it a secret. Okay, this could work. They're finally on to Big Brother 3.
Yeah, I know, right? It's amazing to me. I was very taken with what Tyler said on the episode last night, which was, you know, oh, congratulations, Fessy, you're finally playing the game. Like, it's like day 60 and you've decided, oh, like, we might want to actually, you know, play a little bit here. You know, this is the same guy, mind you, that thought that after winning a couple vetoes, that that would absolutely deter anybody from putting him up on the block or ever nominating him. That's who we're talking about in Fessy. So, yeah, I think it's amazing that they think they're playing the game, but they're about 60 days too late.
Yes. Blake Benji wants to know, what will JC say after his vote tonight? Save the whales?
JC, I don't know why.
He always says some weird thing. It's I actually kind of find it hilarious.
Oh, really? I've never noticed that. JC does?
Yeah, he started with like support your veterans. And then he was like something about pets. And then he said something about America.
How did this guy vote for Trump? Maybe he's talking about saving the whales. I don't know. Anyway, moving on.
He always got a line after the vote. Watch out for it. So then, Tyler's going to leave. Haley and Fessy are going to have a conversation. And by conversation, I mean, argument, because that's how they communicate. Haley is feeling nervous. She's questioning Fessy. Scotty's been getting into her head about this. You know, Scotty, who is now on this Fessy is a secret mastermind genius kick, has convinced Haley of that narrative. And so Haley is thinking, Fessy, have you been playing me this whole time? Like, have you been flipping votes? Have you been making deals behind my back? And Fessy's just like, what? What are you talking about?
Okay, stop right there. Two things. Number one, Haley, shut the hell up. What kind of an answer are you ever going to get to this question? Okay, if you ask somebody, have you been playing, like, you're still in the game. Have you been playing me the entire time? Are you a secret mastermind right now? Like, are you doing things behind my back? Do you think they're ever going to admit it? No. And then on the other side of the coin, I am so flippin' sick of Fessy and Haley's answer to somebody else's query as, are you serious right now? Are you serious? Like, and then they both do it. Haley as well. Like, are you serious right now, Fessy? Are you serious? Just put me up on the block, Fessy. Like, and then Fessy's like, are you serious, Haley? Are you serious? Yeah, of course I'm serious. Otherwise, I wouldn't be asking the question, you idiot.
Yeah, it's so dumb, and they do it every single day. And it's just like,
every day.
If you're Haley and you're thinking, okay, there were two options presented to me by Scotty. Either Fessy is incredibly dumb, or he's a secret genius mastermind. And I'm thinking he might be a secret genius mastermind. What benefit is there for you to go ask Fessy, are you a secret genius mastermind? If he is, then he's just going to be like, crap, she's on to me. She's dangerous. Right. Yep. And if he's not, if he's just an idiot, he's going to be very hurt and offended and just give you crap about it. And it's going to turn into a big thing. There's no point in this conversation whatsoever. But, you know, I kind of generally feel that way about relationships. It's like, there's no point in just like straight up asking. Either you trust somebody or you don't. Like, you're not going to figure it out by asking them.
Especially in a game that's based on deceit, you know, especially in a game where everybody else is playing the game. And this just shows you where the rubber meets the road, because somebody like Haley just plays awful in this moment, where somebody like, you know, and I know that people get on you about your Tyler love, and I mean, you know, there are jokes to be found there, but he wouldn't make this mistake. He wouldn't go to somebody and say, are you a secret mastermind? Are you playing behind my back? You know, unless he had an angle where he was trying to work something to build trust with him. But Haley, in doing this, she actually, number one, believes it. Number two, if she found out it was true, I think her reaction would be very negative. So there's nothing to be gained here by asking this.
Yes. So she's also going to ask him, you know, you talk about that girl that you were hanging out with before you came on the show. And he's like, what? No, that's nothing. That's nothing. Stop. I was just telling you that I was just, you know, disclosing that there was a person that I was hanging out with. It's not nothing to Have you ever once, maybe not all the votes, have you ever once flipped your vote? Maybe. No. Did you make a deal with Tyler and Angela prior to this week? And you were just like, oh, let's just bring Haley in on this. So have you been working with them before? What? No. What are you talking about? Stop listening to Scotty. Why do you let him get in your head? Oh my God. Stupid Scotty. Why do you let him convince you of things? Honestly, yeah. I think he's more offended that this came from Scotty than just the fact that she's questioning him.
Number one, that came from Scotty. Number two, like, if he actually stopped and thought about it, those are actually all good ideas. Like, it would have been a good idea for him to make a secret deal with Tyler and Angela and then, like, include her in it as, you know, like, let's both of us make a deal. Because Tyler's been doing that with other people. Like, I know he's done that with other people where he was like, I'm in an alliance with you, but let's make an alliance with these other people. Or maybe let's make a deal with these other people in order to make it look like we're all together. That's part of the Angela, Tyler, Fessy, Haley thing that's going on this week, where he's leaving other people out, and yet they sort of know about it and they sort of don't. Like with Casey, she knows about the deal. More bad gameplay from the two of them. And, you know, even when they have a good thought, like that's coming from Scotty, about things that they might want to do in the Big Brother game, they're poo-pooing it.
Yes. So Haley eventually said, okay, I believe you. It's fine. It's not fine. They're going to continue to argue. Like I said, I think their only hope in this game is that if they go up on the block together, then they can finally find some peace. Because when they're in power, they just constantly question each other and yell at each other. So maybe they need to be on the outs in order to succeed. They need a common enemy. Instead of having all the enemies.
Well, they're about to get one. I don't know if it was in this conversation, but maybe it was later on the night. Haley was talking about how she's nervous. They think for sure it's going to be a double eviction tonight. So she wants to win tonight's double eviction and get Sam out of the house because, you know, Sam's the biggest threat right now. Okay.
Yeah.
And then she wants Fessy to win HOH right after that so they can continue to stay up in the HOH room for another week. And at Taryn, the thought of this happening just made my blood curdle. Like I cannot accept this. They need their punishment. I need it, Queen Angela. Please give it to them.
We'll be the best duo in BB history. It'll be great.
Right? Yeah.
yes, they're so happy. Everyone is the whole house is on the same page. Sam is the biggest target in the house. She's so dangerous. This is the point in the season where you're just like, wow, they really feel like of all the people left in the house, Sam is the one they really need to get out of the house. And Brett will be on the block next to her if it's up to them. They're just so happy the house is on the same page with them there. They also observe that, you know, ever since the veto ceremony, JC has not been hanging out with us as much. Now he's downstairs hanging out with other people, working other relationships. Isn't that a little strange, Fessy? They're noticing, but I have a feeling that if JC ever needs Fessy again, Fessy will be like, oh yeah, JC, he's my best friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought this was great that not great, but I thought it was interesting that they noticed this, that the minute the veto ceremony was over, JC's nowhere to be found, working on other relationships in the house, doesn't give a crap about Fessy and Haley. He's used them. I mean, I really want, and I don't think we're going to get one, but I really want a camera on Fessy when he discovers that the person that has been screwing him over the most this season was JC. It consistently and utterly the one screwing him over the most, laughing at him in the diary room. I mean, I think he's going to be a little bit hurt, actually. But more than that, I want to see the face crack on his face where he realizes that, you know, the guy that I've always been putting my eggs in, the guy that I've always defended because he gives me attention. That's the real reason, people, that why he's defended JC, because JC gives him attention. He's going to be shell-shocked when he finds out that JC is the one who's been utterly playing him all season long like a fiddle, Taryn.
Yeah, we're either gonna see that in a jury segment, or I hope that would also be some kind of finale montage. Fessy, did you realize just how much JC was playing you the whole time? My big dumb puppet.
I really want that.
Yes,
please.
That'd be great. All right. So Angela, Casey, and Tyler are going to talk about their nomination plans. They are sort of shifting away from the idea that they would nominate Haley and Sam to let's straight up put up Fessy and Haley. We don't want anything funky going down with the veto. We want to make sure at least one of them leaves. So that's going to be the new plan moving forward for them, at least for now. But still, none of them are really particularly going to be gunning for the HOH if they don't have to. They would love for Brett to be the one to take the shot for them.
It's going to be very, very interesting. First of all, I was thrilled to hear this. I don't know about you, Taryn, but I was a little bitter that we were going to get cheated out of the backstab of the year when they turn around and nominate Fessy and Haley, because then they had been talking about, well, I really don't want to do that. Maybe we can just nominate Sam and Haley and take our chances that Fessy doesn't win the veto. But now, as Thursday draws closer, they're thinking, oh, well, we better just nominate the two of them together. Angela in particular is like, I'm going to nominate the two of them together. Tyler's like, yes, that's what we need to do. So I feel good about this, because this is what I want. Look, stupid moves need to be punished in the Big Brother house. You need to get your comeuppance. And the stupid people, Fessy and Haley, they need to see that they made a deal with the devil, somebody that they cannot trust. And I can't wait to see their reaction when they are put on the block together. And even then, the thing is, I think Haley will get it, but I don't think Fessy's going to get it. I think he's just going, what happened? I don't know. We ended up on the block together. I don't know about that. Number two, it's going to be interesting, because the spoiler, Vegas for sure, tweeted out that it is a ball rolling competition for HOH tonight. Now, that could mean a lot of things. That could mean, you know, like, oh, do you know more about it?
I believe they clarified the one where you get like token redemption tickets to roll the ball. So
that's different.
I believe it is. It's like the perfect shot one where you have to, you know, get the you get a bunch.
See, I hate that because I can already tell you how this is going to end. I mean, it's going to be Brett versus Haley. I mean, that's what I feel like everybody's going to give their tickets to Brett. I mean, I could be shocked. I mean, maybe I'll be wrong, but they all want Brett to take the shot. But that's last year, for those of you who don't remember what happened, everybody was giving their tickets to Paul so he could quickly get three more tickets, whatever the heck. And that's the one, right? We're talking about.
I think so. I mean, that's the one where you get you get the tickets and then you exchange them for balls, and then you.
I wanted to make sure there wasn't another one where you could get tickets. I thought there was a perfect shot one, but I think that's different.
Perfect. That's what I'm talking. The perfect shot, okay. Right? Where like you're rolling it down a thing, and you have to get it into the hole at the end, and you get a certain amount of balls.
I thought it was the one where Paul. I don't know if it was called perfect shot, but you had three different ways. You could go
that was another one
thing.
Yeah, that was similar. Yeah. I guess it could be either one, maybe.
Yeah, anyway, my point of it is that if they start giving their tickets to Brett, Haley's going to see that, and if they're eventually nominated, you know, that's going to tell her all she needs to know. But I don't like it that they can sort of rig who they want to win it, because I think it's likely that Brett or Tyler is probably the winner of this competition if Haley doesn't win it outright on some, you know, slap shot that she accidentally hits. So I don't know how it's going to work out, but I do think it's probably pretty easy for them to get the HOH that they want, which, like, I don't want, like, you guys, I don't want Brett to be the one to be Fessy and Haley's demise, because they're kind of expecting that. Like, they don't know it for sure, but they're not making a deal with Brett. I want it to be Angela. I want it to be Tyler. I want the utter betrayal to be written on their face, like, oh my God, we screwed up. You know what I mean? If it's Brett, then I feel like that Tyler and Angela are going to be able to hide behind, oh, we don't know what happened. It's just that we have to support the HOH. It's his nomination. You know what I mean, Taryn?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, though, that like they can't just obviously give their tickets to Brett. If they wanted to, get a Brett win, they'd have to be very sneaky about it. And there could be drama if Haley and Fessy caught them doing it.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's very hard to hide, because if you see someone going right away, you're going to be watching them And it's hard to pass your tickets back. I mean, I know it's, it should be easy, you know, just kind of slyly give it to them. But if you're watching somebody, they're going to see it. So, I can't wait to see how this turns out. I think it's going to be very fun.
Yes. Mike wants to know, will this be shown on feeds? I can't remember if last season it was on the feeds.
Oh, well,
it was.
I mean, I know week two when Paul won, that one with the tickets was shown on the feeds. Okay. I remember that because that's about know, what, 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, I know the BBOTT one was, but like all of them were on that one. So, yes, it was on the feeds last time. But I haven't gotten any sort of, usually when there's an quote unquote endurance competition or any competition that's going to be on the feeds, they send out a press release. And I haven't seen anything regarding that. So, I would not get your hopes up just in case, but okay. Hopefully it would be.
Okay, well, maybe Vegas will tweet about that as the day goes on, but I'm encouraged to see what happens because I'm here for the punishment. That's what we want. Me and Melissa both. By the way, I got a tweet from somebody, a friend of mine, who said that the first 12 minutes of the roundtable on Tuesday was some of the best podcasting they had seen in a while because visually, I mean, like audio wise, it was great because me and Melissa were just bitching up a storm, but visually. Just having a camera on you, Taryn, like the Cheshire Cat grinning the entire time as we're just complaining about everything without a, it was a sight to behold. You were in rare form.
I truly enjoy watching the season just troll you guys. It's very fun for me.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Yep.
All right, so that's hopefully what we'll be getting for the HOH competition. Hopefully, it's on the feeds. If it is, I definitely will. I'll try to get the Twitch stream going. You know, as long as it lasts long enough to actually do that. And we will, of course, also Brent and Melissa will be joining Rob tonight to recap the eviction. So lots of fun stuff to be had tonight. But there's more to talk about here. Brett and Angela are going to have a conversation. Brett thinks that Haley is the only person they need to worry about winning the HOH. Although, of course, Angela is worried about Sam because people keep telling her that Sam will be nominating her. And Brett says he wants Fessy out. He's not concerned about Haley. He wants Fessy gone. Even though Angela was like, yeah, but what about Haley for this? And he was like, no, Fessy.
Well, I think in the end, we need to ask what Tyler wants, because that's probably what's going to happen. I mean, so who does Tyler want out? I think he probably wants Haley out, but I don't know for sure, because he definitely knows that Haley is the smarter of the two birds. But he, on the other hand, probably has to fear Fessy's comp winning ability, that he can smoke him in anything that is athletic that Tyler might otherwise be good at. I mean, with Fessy and Scotty out of the picture, Tyler would have been the man in that slip and slide competition. So I don't know how Tyler's going to feel about that overall, but I'm glad to see that they are disagreeing a little bit here, because that means potential fireworks later on.
Yes, that could be interesting for sure. I think that Tyler feels like he has a hold on Fessy that he definitely doesn't on Haley. So if I were Tyler, I'd probably want Haley gone. But Brett wants Fessy gone, I think, because Brett is probably going to have to be a little more reliant on competition wins. So with Fessy gone, that's good for him. But with Tyler, he knows that he can pit Fessy against Brett, which is exactly what Brett doesn't want. So some interesting dynamics there. We can see how it plays out if it does play out, which it probably will, right? Because they have the vast majority of the numbers here to win the HOH. Tyler is going to talk to Angela. He says he tells Angela, I think Sam is the only one that would put you up. Angela still is like, why is Sam gonna put me up? I don't understand. Tyler's like, well, you know, you're beautiful and perfect, so she's mad at that.
Yeah, that's probably the best answer he can give.
More Tangela cuddling and flirting across the entire day, more JC giving them the side eye. I see you guys. I see you.
Yeah, I know, right? He's also bitter about that. Later on in the day, he'll admit his true reasons for being bitchy about the Tangela thing.
Yes. So Brett is going to have an awkward interaction with Sam, where she's very short with him and just like, I don't want to talk. Get out of here. And this is going to set him off, because, again, he is going through the whole cycle of what Tyler went through, where like, ah, I've got this girl. Yes, I'm so good at this game. Oh, wait a minute. Now she's being weird. Now she's complaining about me wearing Haley's sweatshirt. Now she's like yelling at me. What's going on? I thought I had her in my back pocket. Like, it turns out I was in hers. I don't know what's happening. And so he's going to go and complain to Angela about this.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's just rinse and repeat with the Sam interactions here. I mean, she's you're kidding yourself if you think that you can control Sam, that she can be reasoned with in the Big Brother game. She cannot be. You take your chances. I know there are people out there who are like, well, Sam's playing the game. Well, yeah, sure. There are various times when Sam is playing the game, but you never know when those days are going to come up. And the day that you need her to play the game, she might be in a bad mood. So I think it's probably a bad idea to rely on Sam as Brett is not figuring out.
Yes. And Angela says, I think she's mad because you started the fire. It's like, what? God. It was an accident. Yeah. What do you want me to do? So he's freaking out about that. He's pretty done with Sam. He's like, you know what? She can go. She can go. He really went through an abbreviated cycle of, it took Tyler like 6 weeks, to get through that whole cycle. Brett went through it in about a week.
I was going to say that in the stock watch on Tuesday, in hindsight, I feel like I should have sold my Brett stock. I do not believe he is winning. I think he has no allies, Taryn. That's, as I look at the game board now, I mean, the level six people, like on a good day, they'll be with him. But if things get tough, he's the first one to go. He doesn't have anybody. He doesn't have a final two. JC's not with him. Haley and Fessy aren't with him. I mean, Sam's really not with him now. Who does he have? You know, I feel like his path to the end is very sketchy, but I don't know. I missed my shot. So I'll have to try again next week.
All right. So then we had Fessy and Haley. They were talking again. This time they were talking about Tangela. They're like, oh, Haley was like, do you think they're in a showmance? And Fessy was like, I don't know, maybe. And Haley was like, well, I see her playing with his hair all the time. And Fessy was like, but that doesn't mean anything, right? Friends can just play with friends' hair, right? You like to play with Brett's hair, so it doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean they're in a showmance. Fessy really, really jumping on this opportunity to be passive aggressive.
Yeah, if I was Haley, I would have just walked out of the room. Like, shut up. I don't want to hear it. You sound stupid. Shut up. Like, just go away. Like, and the things they were talking about in this conversation were dumb anyway. Like, I can only handle so much stupidness from the two of them.
They talk about,
I can't believe I used to stand these people. Like, I used to stand these people, Taryn. Like, I used to root for these people. What has happened?
You can see now why I found it so amusing. They just talk about Tangela in general. They're not particularly threatened by it. In fact, Fessy, I think supporting Rob's double date idea, Fessy's like, well, maybe if we admit to them that we're showmans, they'll admit to us that they're showmans, and we'll be like showmances together. you know, they're being them. Brett is going to talk to JC. He's going to tell JC that Sam is mad at him. JC's like, yeah, but we've got that alliance, the secret love alliance. That final three that she made with us. I think that's still good. She wouldn't put us up, because she's in an alliance with us. Poor JC also doesn't understand Sam, I think.
Yeah, I know. I like, again, people, you take your chances when you play with Sam. It's going to be interesting how they deal with Sam. I still contend what I thought for a long time is that Sam is going to go out on the double eviction. I think that it's pretty likely that somebody from level six is going to win HOH. They're going to put Fessy and Haley on the block. One of them is going to go home. And I think that the next week will be a double eviction. And unless it's Fessy, unless Fessy's just still in the house, like, I feel like it's pretty likely that Sam goes home on the double because they just don't want to have to deal with her anymore. But we'll see how her story ends.
Yes. They also talk about the fact that Haley and Fessy are in a showmance, even though they try to hide it. They're not very good at hiding it. JC is going to let Brett know, hey, I've noticed Tyler and Angela have been hanging out with Fessy and Haley a lot. And this is very interesting coming from JC, because JC knows that Fessy and Haley are pitching an alliance to Tyler and Angela. Tyler told him that. So this is very clearly meant to put some suspicion in Brett's head. And it's very, very interesting. JC is definitely doing his best to make sure that Brett and Tyler are separated. He wants to completely solidify the idea that I am over Brett. And I think this is what he's doing. I think I am over Brett. So he's right now, you know, Brett is being pinned against Fessy. And then once one of them goes, he wants to make sure Brett is pinned against Tyler, and that he will not be, you know, sent out before Brett in that circumstance. So doing some interesting work here with Brett.
Yeah, I'm not, again, and I take your point that you're trying to read JC in this conversation and trying to figure out what his motives are. His motives to me in the house have always been clear, that he's protecting Tyler. So it was odd to see this conversation, because his information did come from Tyler. And then for him to give it to Brett, it seemed like, well, in essence, you're kind of throwing Tyler under the bus by giving Brett this information. It seems like you're trying to sort of get Brett to target Tyler maybe a little bit, or at least Tyler and Angela a little bit. And so I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where JC's angle is on this. And I take your point that he's just trying to create distance between the two of them and also put himself above Brett in the pecking order. But on the other hand, I do feel like he needs, like JC in particular, it's not enough for me, because he needs to wake up and realize that he is out in the cold here. I feel like he's starting to, like, he's realizing he's in danger. Like, his position on the chessboard is such that he's quickly going to be checked or checkmated off the board, you know, and he doesn't realize it. He's starting to, I mean, are you with me on this? That I feel like he's starting to wake up to the fact that his position is not good, but I wonder if his ego might be in the way and he might not realize it until it's too late. What do you think of that? I know, well, I asked like five questions there. Sorry.
It's hard to know exactly where he sees himself on the board, but he's definitely working, like right now he is, I definitely see him working these three guys against each other, but the problem is that JC's biggest threats are the women, Angela and Casey in particular, and he certainly is working against this whole Angela and Tyler relationship, but if JC wants to win the game, I think he needs to take out either Angela or Casey at some point, and I haven't seen him focusing too much on them yet. And I don't think he needs to quite yet, but you know, he's doing this work to pin these three guys against each other. At the moment, I don't know what his move is after that. I really don't. It's very confusing. And this whole thing with Tyler and Fessy, it's a vulnerability. It's a weakness in Tyler's armor, because Tyler has intentionally not told Brett about his alliance, his newfound quote unquote alliance with Fessy and Haley. And so JC exposing that to Brett, even just a little bit, is definitely something that could harm their relationship, Brett and Tyler. So, you know, it's something that Tyler needs to watch out for. We'll definitely see where this goes. This is something that has a lot of unpredictable outcomes, I think, where JC decides to go with this whole Brett thing. Does JC actually potentially want to work with Brett? Say Brett, because I think that JC also feels like maybe I need a backup plan because Tyler is getting so close to Angela. You know, not only can I put Brett to go, make Brett go against Tyler, but hey, if Brett wins, then now I've got Brett, and maybe that's not the worst thing in the world either.
Yeah. I wanted to bring this up because, you know, in order for the game to liven up a little bit, basically the members of Level 6 need to start to think about themselves. And a friend of mine on Twitter pointed out to me that both Casey and Brett, when you're listening to them in the diary room and they're talking about, you know, they're giving their confessionals on where they think they're at the game right now. They're talking about the game. It's always about Level 6. It's never about my game. Okay. You listen to somebody like Tyler, and it is my game and also Level 6's game. And I'm serious. Listen to this. And I'm not being picky about this. And I'm not trying to show Tyler love and other people not. But there are people within the game right now who do not realize that, as I pointed out before, getting to the end with your alliance, you don't get a prize for that. And so they need to wake up and realize that there are people within their alliance that are plotting against them. Even though nobody's plotting against Casey right now, she needs to position herself in such a way where she has a chance at winning the game, not just getting to the end of the game. And so I feel like in some ways that they are, if JC can help them wake up, like somebody like Brett, wake up a little bit and start saying my game first before he says level six's game, I feel like that would probably give us a little bit of gasoline in terms of moving towards the end of the game. But I also do worry that people like Brett are not going to take this sort of thing seriously, that they're just going to listen to JC. Yeah, Tyler and Angela. Yeah, Tyler's doing his thing. He's always been doing his thing. That's what he's been doing since the beginning of the game. We've been fine. Level six is moving forward. I know I'm loyal to level six. Like Brett's always told Tyler, all I have is level six. That's all I have. And so I feel like in some ways that's his own bad play that's leaving him in a vulnerable position here. It's really a shame too, because I feel like he could do damage if he realized how the rest of his alliance views him right now. Brett, I'm talking about. I feel like he could really do some damage in this game, but I feel like he's going to be too loyal to the end and get walked off a cliff. You know what I mean? Like it's like the lambs to the slaughter.
Brett is in a position, I think, where if his alliance decided to let him take the HOH to take the shot at Haley and Fessy, now's the time to turn it around and put Tyler and Angela or something like that, put them up on the block, take the shot at them, go to Haley and Fessy and tell them everything. Tell them that they've been working against you this whole time. They're pushing me out next, so I need to jump ship now. And the only people I have to work with are you two. I think Haley would be receptive to it. I think Fessy would be very confused. It's like now that Scotty's gone, I think there's opportunity there. And with JC or with Tyler, if he's able to take Tyler out, that opens the game up a lot. JC would have to work with Fessy, I think. Obviously, maybe he's not able to get Tyler out. Maybe Angela goes or whatever. Oh, yeah. But he needs to take the shot, I think. And like it's kind of a spot where like the Dan Giesling spot in season 14, where it's like he had to flip over to the other side, and then he was able to come back and win back his original alliance. I don't think Brett would be able to do that, but he could at least flip to the other side and do something. I feel like that could be a move here that he should probably try to make, but who knows?
Just to go off on a little bit of a tangent here, like, I mean, Tyler's really good about making sure that the people on the block who are actually going home don't feel that they're going home. Like, even though Scotty is for sure going home this week, Tyler is letting him think that he has his vote. Tyler, because Tyler knows if somebody knows that they're going home, they're likely to try to spill everything to get stuff to happen in the game. They're liable to act crazy. And so he's really good about making sure that doesn't happen. In order for Brett to wake up, he needs to realize that he is expendable by his own alliance. I think the little things like JC we were talking about earlier today or earlier yesterday, when he says things like, you know, Tyler and Angela made a secret deal with Fessy and Haley, and you don't know about it. I feel like Brett, I don't know how seriously he takes that. He needs to take that seriously, because if that's happening, that means they're leaving you out in the cold. At the very least, he should go to Casey, which obviously would be a bad move because Casey knows about it. But he should go to Casey and say, you know, like, so did you hear they've done this? Like, so if they're making deals with them and they have deals with them, then obviously that leaves us out in the cold. Like, we could end up on the block together. But it's like they're thinking about themselves as a unit, which up until this point has proven to be effective because they think of themselves as a unit and they work together cohesively. But at this point in the game, they need to think about themselves individually. And I'm thinking the only people who are worried about that right now are Angela and Tyler.
Yeah, and I think the other good thing about Brett keeping Haley and Fessy around if he ends up winning HOH is that they are huge jury threats, Haley and Fessy. The jury is going to have a lot of Faute members. Haley's going to get a lot of guaranteed votes. So if he leaves them in the game, yes, level six will be pissed. If Tyler stays, he'll be wanting to gun for Brett. But they still have to contend with Haley and Fessy, and they need to get them out soon. Now it'll be final seven, and there'll be two of them to get out that can't make it to the end, especially when they're good at competitions. And they don't even have other, like, they can't, it's not like they can rely on Sam as somebody that they can take down to the end. So they're, you know, people like Tyler, his options are going to be much more limited. I do feel like maybe this is the time for the move for Brett to make. I doubt he'll make it, but I feel like it might be.
Someone in the chat, username Jax, is saying that we're wrong, that Brett does know about the deal of four. But I wasn't, again, I'm, well, who told him about the deal for. Like, I was not under the impression that he was told about it, that he knew that it was how big of a deal it was. I thought it was just sort of a fleeting thought from Tyler. And then when JC told him what he did, go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, I think Tyler has told Brett, like, hey, you know, Fessy's pitching this. I don't think that Brett knows the extent of it, that it's a solidified deal and that Casey also has a deal with them. So
they've said that Brett doesn't know. Like, Casey said last night that, you know, hey, Brett doesn't know that we've done this, and I don't want him to feel left out in the cold. And Tyler said, well, it's important that Brett doesn't feel left out in the cold as we move forward in the game, because right now our whole plan has been for him to be distant, him to be the lone wolf, him to be the island, and we don't want him to start to, even though that's not true in reality, we don't want that perception to start to take hold within his own psyche.
Yes, because obviously if Brett knew the full extent of all the deals, he would recognize, oh, that means I'm put up on the block. Yeah. So that would be unfortunate for Brett. All right. So JC finishes this conversation with Brett. He's then going to go talk to Tyler. And he's got more words to have here with Tyler. He says, They're now asking me about you and your girlfriend. They're asking me about you and Angela in the diary room now. And Tyler's like, oh, come on, you're lying. That's not true. They're just trying to get a rise out of you, JC. They're just trying to make you mad. And he's like, I am mad.
Yeah, I am mad. Is this the point in time where he said, like, he admitted that he's just jealous? Like, is this the same conversation? Okay. I wonder how much it's going to take for JC to continue to complain to Tyler about Angela, for him to just get rid of Angela or JC. I mean, one of the two might need to go, because it's becoming like an immovable force and whatever that thing is, irresistible object. It's not, irresistible force and an immovable object. That's what it is. I don't know that the two of them can coexist in the house together, because JC is insanely jealous of Tyler's relationship with Angela, and I feel like that they can sense it, and Tyler in some ways has realized that JC has separated a little bit from him, not a lot, but he has separated a little bit from him. Like, he even said at one point, I think a couple of days ago, that, you know, JC's broke up with me now. And so I don't know how he views JC within the game right now. I don't know if he needs to take a shot at him, because we know that JC is actually loyal to Tyler, but I don't know how JC could just do something crazy. JC thinks he's the brain. So I don't know if it's great to have somebody like that in the game.
Yes. JC, he admits I was jealous. He also says, you know, Brett gives me the attention that I want. So I'll just start hanging out with Brett more. And Tyler, he's doing his best to be like, no, it's not true. I'm not in love. What do you think? You think me and Angela are just like hanging out, professing our love for each other? It's kind of pretty close to what you're doing, Tyler. I see what you see what you're doing here.
I want to like shake him too, like, dude, like, it's, I mean, like, you only have like, you know what, 3-4 weeks of the game left. Like, you've been playing so well. Why are you going to throw it all away? Why are you going to like, your cogs have been running so smoothly. Why are you going to put this, you know, piece of trash in the middle? Not that Angela's trash, she's not, but just this hurdle in the game to get over. I don't understand. Why are you doing it right now? Just cut bait with her. I don't know. I feel like it's such a mess. He's probably going to get away with it because everybody's still playing the game for Tyler at this point. But if that ever changes, he's going to be in trouble.
Yeah, it's a tricky spot here. And he's still got five weeks to for this to heat up if he's not too careful. And the more it heats up, the more dangerous it could be for him. And JC lets Tyler know Brett's been talking about this. He's been talking about some other things. You got to watch out for Brett. You got to be careful of Brett. Just making sure that they're a little bit nervous about each other.
Yep. Continuing to try to create distrust between Tyler and Brett. I don't think any of it's taking hold right now, but it could be, you know, important seeds to look at later on in the game.
Yes. All right. Anything else we should talk about, Brent?
I think we're good. I would, like I said earlier, I was pleased to see that Angela And Tyler were both like, yeah, screw it. We're just going to put Fessy and Haley up on the block. I think because I want that. I want that from a TV perspective. So I'm really hoping one of them wins HOH. I think in this particular competition that they might be able to rig it a little bit their own way. And so I'm a little bit bitter about that, but we'll have to see how it plays out. There might be some ramifications of who gives who tickets. I think Haley's going to be in a really bad spot because she has no one working with her. So she will not be able to get tickets from anybody within the game. I'm psyched to see what happens. And I'm also interested to hear the goodbye messages tonight to see if Brett and Angela have cleaned them up a little bit to see if they realize that Scotty is a potential jury vote. But we'll see. I don't know if they've learned or not.
Yeah, I think they unfortunately probably have. And
yeah,
it's probably going to be lame. Not that Scotty deserves, you know, mean goodbye messages. He might get one from Fessy.
Yeah, and hopefully tonight we will figure out if I'm hoping that, you know, Julie might announce that if there is a potential buyback, it'll happen next week. If there is a double eviction next week, I'm hoping she'll announce that. I'm hoping we'll get a little bit of clarification on what's going to be happening as the season moves along.
Yes. All right. So we will, of course, Brent and Melissa will join Rob tonight to recap the eviction of Scotty. Looking like Scotty. I don't see anything changing between now and then. Nothing has changed all week. So we will probably be looking at a Scotty eviction tonight. And then I will be live tomorrow morning to update you on everything that happened on the feeds today and after the eviction. I should also I'm definitely thinking about going live on Twitch tonight, so if you're interested in hanging out watching some feeds with me, check me out on Twitch. You can find me Taryn Armstrong on Twitch, and
follow me at One Lucky Gay. That's one spelled out O-N-E. Apparently you can hear me now, and so you will hear from me all the time. So yeah, I'm really excited about that. I never used to advertise my Twitter all that much because I'm like, no one can hear me anyway, so who the hell cares? But now, Taryn, I'm all about it.
There you go. And you can follow me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaryn. And yes, thank you for joining us. I'll see you next time.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.